It's Matthew Tombers on the morning show on WGXC. And I have a couple of guests here, and we're going to talk about an issue that is incredibly important today, probably getting more and more important as the days go on, and it's to talk about elder care and some of the alternatives to it. So I would like you to introduce yourselves to make sure I don't screw up your names, and then we'll talk about Hearthstone, which is, you know, the facility that you have in Catskill, I believe. All right, please.
In here, and a little bit about our company. So again, my name is Vitaly Bobko, and I'm a general manager in Hearthstone Care. It's a new social daycare in Catskill, and that's the only daycare in Greene County. And with me, it's Jessica.
I'm Jessica Hanlon. I'm the program coordinator over at Hearthstone Care.
Well, great. Now tell me a little bit about Hearthstone.
We are a wonderful facility. We're about 6,000 square feet, completely modern. It's beautiful. You walk in our doors and it feels more like a home than a care facility, which is great. We don't have that nursing home assisted vibe, which is something I really love. Our clients really feel like they're at home and like they're with family, which is a huge perk to having them with us. Another great thing about, about our program is that we individualize our day. For our clients, we sit down, we talk about what they like, what their interests are, so we can figure out the best way to plan their day.
Okay. This is something that I'm very sensitive to, because I am the youngest son of the youngest son, and my parents, both my parents are gone now, but my mother went through a long period where she needed a lot of care, and this was 20 years ago that she passed away, and there was no facility such as yours, which I think would have been wonderful for her, both for the reasons of making sure that she was in a safe environment, but also for socialization.
Absolutely. Speaking as a former caregiver myself, I took care of my mother until she passed. I know that a program in a facility like this would have been so helpful to me. There were days when just trying to get to the grocery store was a huge, huge issue. And I would have loved to have somewhere that I could bring her, know she was safe, know that she was getting not only supervised care, but socialization in an atmosphere where she felt comfortable and loved and welcome.
I'm not aware, and I'm certainly not an expert in this field, in this area at all. I just am more observational. How many places such as yours exist around the country, around the counties, around the country, in the world? Because I certainly don't remember anything like this when we were looking for support from my mom.
Yes. This is, theoretically, it's a new model of business. It arose not that long ago. And when we've been doing research, we visited some centers in New York City and in Albany. Closest to us would be Barnville, I would think. They have social medical program. They're a little bit more advanced than us because they provide also medical services. We provide mostly social services. So in Greene County, we're the only one. And basically, people calling us from away from Troy because we are the closest facility to them. Mm-hmm. So in our area, the closest would be Barnville and some daycare in Albany, few small ones in Kingston. Our facility is the biggest and most modern in Capital Region, according to all inspectors who inspected our facility. So everybody who comes, they will like it, and they say there is a lot of possibility, a lot of things to do in our place.
And I've been there, so I can say with honesty that it has lots of possibilities and lots of things for people to do. And it's huge.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. You could get lost in our facility. It's kind of a little bit of a maze, but that's why we have footprints on the ground. So our clients can find their way around all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What brought you to be interested in this field? Because it is so important.
Yes. My story is similar to your stories. I first encountered Alzheimer's disease with my grandmother. And at that time, there was also no daycare centers. At that point, we had the option of HHA, or we had to take care of her herself. And then when I moved into Greene County, I had similar story with my uncle, and he had Alzheimer's. And at that time, I've heard about daycare in Brooklyn, And I've heard a lot of good things about it because my family said that it helped them great with the respite because they work in people, they need to go to work, but someone had to supervise my uncle. And also when I spoke with my uncle, he was happy to go to social daycare because he had interaction and he had social activities.
Mm-hmm.
So it was beneficial for all. And from financial aspect, it also was the most affordable option to my family. So it works good. And then being business developer and real estate developer in Greene County a few years ago, we acquired the building. And when I was thinking what to put into it, like what kind of business could benefit community and Greene County, we did research and I contacted Terry Ward from Department for the Aging. And she was very helpful. And they're still very helpful with us. We're working closely with them. And we did research on what kind of services needed for seniors in Greene County. And apparently there was no such service as daycare. So that's when idea first came to mind, how about we convert that into such facility. And last year we started working on that. We filed all paperwork, started getting licenses, started signing contracts. And now here we are, Hearthstone Care.
Mm-hmm.
On Route 23A by Stories Farm.
And Jessica, how did you come here? To this?
Well, I found Vitaly by accident on Facebook, actually. Went in and applied for a position and fell in love with the facility and the clients. I work with the most amazing people. We truly are a family at Hearthstone. I never feel sad going to work or nervous or anxious or any of those feelings. I always have a smile on my face because I know what my day is going to bring. And I love walking into work and seeing the smiles on my clients' faces when they see me. Like I said, I previously took care of my mother, and a service like this would have been so huge for my family, and I really believe in it. As someone who tried to keep my mother home for as long as possible while she was ill.
As we did also, it's
very difficult to do that on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a business I believe in and a cause I believe in.
Yeah. What have you, I don't know much about the statistics of what's happening, but more and more people are aging, we're living longer, but we're having cognitive issues more also, because as you live longer, I think you end up having more cognitive issues.
Absolutely. And when you live in an isolated area like we do, it's harder to get out and find that social interaction, especially for people who are used to doing things on their own. We live in a community where you have to drive 15, 20 miles to get to a grocery store sometimes. It's not easy all the time for our seniors to get out, find friends, and find things that they're able and willing to do. That's why our center is so wonderful. They can come to one place, be with a bunch of people, and get that interaction that they're missing.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as numbers, I might add to it just some statistic. In Greene County itself, about 50,000 people population. From then, over 11,000 the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Alzheimer's statistic, every one out of 9 or 10 people have Alzheimer, which brings, that's a big issue. So that brings population with Alzheimer in Greene County over 1,000 people. Now, also according to Alzheimer's Association, amount of money they're spending on research and on this disease, it's about a quarter of what they spend on military. That's of whole United States budgets. That's across America. And estimates that by 2050, if that's not going to stop with our population aging, they might actually reach military budget by 2050. So mm-hmm. It'd be the same amount of money, which is kind of like a big problem.
Yeah, huge.
Yes.
Because I do know that just speaking from my own experience, and I was not physically present. I was living in another state. And just the struggle of finding, and one of the things that broke my heart was when my mother said to me, you know, I've outlived all my friends. And she really didn't have an opportunity to mingle. So that's one of the things that I thought about. Oops, hit myself. Thought about when I was visiting you is that this is an opportunity for people who would not be making new friends at that point in their lives to have an opportunity to make new friends.
Absolutely. And the other issue with Alzheimer's is a lot of people try to hide the disease for as long as possible. They don't want to be around friends because if they forget someone's name, they don't want to be embarrassed by it. This gives them the opportunity to be with a group of people who are having those same issues and to discuss those issues and to talk about it openly as well.
Mm-hmm. Vitaly, what... Go over that statistic about the number of people suffering from Alzheimer's again, because it's pretty staggering. It sort of hit me, and I couldn't quite absorb it.
It's every 1 out of 9 to 10 people has Alzheimer's. With basically, that's for seniors. So it's not every person, but for people over age 65.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings in Greene County number, would put it about like 1,200-1,300 people just in Greene County itself.
Yeah.
And that number is growing. And unfortunately, there are no cure for Alzheimer's disease at this point, but there are extensive research going.
Okay.
So numbers are great. And I do know, to add to Jessica, that we do help to people with Alzheimer's. We can observe our clients how first when they come in, they're scared. Like, they scare like kids going into school for first time.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they see level of care we provide and the level of love, they become a part of the family. And they love coming back to us. And now they're not afraid no more. They have friends. They're not afraid that someone's going to laugh over them. And it's enjoyable for everybody. Like Jessica mentioned, we're like a big family over there.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's because you don't really want... Again, this is from my personal experience. You don't really want to acknowledge the fact that your parent, who was your caregiver, is really losing their ability to take care of themselves, which was a great, not argument, but a conversation among my brother, my sister, and myself is how best to handle taking care of mother. And again, I think it would have been wonderful if in Minneapolis 20 years ago there had been a facility like this that mom could have been in during the day, which would have given her caregivers, who were really her nieces, a respite from all that was going on.
You know, it's so hard. Our parents raise us for us to eventually raise them and to bring them to that last point in their life and to be there for them. And it's difficult as an adult child to take on that role and to be the caregiver for your parent. And you become, it's like taking care of a child. You become so absorbed in the care of that person, you completely lose yourself. But you have to remember that if you're not taking care of yourself and you're not taking that time, you can't be the best person for them.
Yeah, exactly, which is what's so good about a place like Hearthstone. What else is important for our listeners to know about both Hearthstone and the entire process of aging that we're seeing? Because just to think that there were 1,200 to 1,300 people in Greene County alone, which has a very contained population, that are suffering from this, and that 1 out of every 9 or 10 people over the age of 65 is potentially suffering from Alzheimer's. What more should we know about this?
Well, one of important things, first of all, I'd like to stress out like social aspect of our facility. From my own observations with clients, they enjoy having social interactions, and they react most like people with Alzheimer's. They react to emotions. If you come smiling to them, they smile back. They don't need no medication. They basically need just basic care and love. You smile, they smile back. It's like little kids when they don't understand what you're saying, but they feel your emotions. That's the first aspect. Now, also what's important, we provide respite to caregiver, and that's a big importance because we've heard a lot of cases when people need to go to work and they have nobody to leave their loved one with, or when somebody we need to go to a medical appointment and they have nobody to watch over mother or father with Alzheimer's. So respite, that's a big thing, and that's what we help family with. I also believe we are helping to prevent elders abuse because we had some stories in a family basically when people can't get alone in a house because, I mean, to be honest, they can't stand each other. Someone is sick and someone don't like sick people around it. But now when they bring in their loved one to us and they socialize, they enjoy themselves their mood is being much better at home as well. So we are helping to prevent elder abuse. So mm-hmm. I think like we help in many cases, many instances.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say to ask for help, to be aware of this, of the services and the facilities around you, not to try to take it all on yourself. It's something caregivers do all the time. They put it all on themselves. They feel guilty that they're not able to do everything that they want to be able to do for their loved one. Let the guilt go. Look at facilities. Look at places like Hearthstone Care. Come and check us out because we can definitely help you. Don't try to take it all on yourself. It's way too much.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that there is, in some ways, I think a sense of shame.
Absolutely.
In having to get help for your parent. And that I think we need to, we have gotten very comfortable with the idea of daycare for children. I think we need to become more, my personal feeling, is that we need to become more aware that elders will be needing daycare also, and that we hopefully will not close our eyes to the fact that our parents need that, and that's an intermediary place between that, because it's really either, it sounds to me, maybe I'm wrong, is complete caregiving at home, using a facility like Hearthstone, or nursing home,
absolutely,
which can be even more debilitating and difficult for a person.
Yes, and I mean, I've seen it happen personally in my own experiences where a client goes into a nursing home and declines rapidly because they were not ready for a nursing home yet. They weren't at that level, but the family had no other options.
Right.
We're that other option. We're that second choice where mom's not quite ready for a nursing home, but I need help. I can't do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
We're that middle level of care.
Yeah, and it's so good to know that that middle level of care is there, because actually my mother was very much like that. When we actually no longer could organize it for her to be at home, she went to a first assisted living and then to a full nursing home, and the decline was precipitous, and she passed away within about 3 months. And that was, it sort of broke all our heart. Well, it did, but to see the decline was just so hard because it was so sudden.
It is. It has to do a lot with the depression and losing your home and losing all your abilities to make those choices. I mean, your parents are adults. They want to be able to make their own choices and care for themselves. So it's hard when they have to let go of some of those abilities and let you take over. So that's another great thing about our program, is they're around people who are going through the same thing that they are. They have peers.
So how can people find you?
They can find us on Facebook. They can find us. Our website is hs12414care.com. They can give me a call at 518-678-2030. We're open 9 to 3, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Repeat that website address one more time.
I'm sorry, it's hs12414care.
Incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the wrong website. hscatskillcare.com.
Okay, say that one remember. More time so people can write it down.
It's hscatskillcare.com.
Okay, and repeat the phone number one more time.
It's 518-678-2030.
Gosh, it's been fun to have you here. Thank you. This is really, I mean, this is a serious issue, and it's still, for me, raw, even after 20 years, to have experienced that. Wanting to really give the best care to your parent and not really knowing exactly what to do. So this is a wonderful option for people to know about. We are here with
Vitaly Bobkov,
Jessica Hanlon,
and this is Matthew Tombers, and this is The Morning Show on Wednesday on WGXC and ACRA.